Did you know Aretha Franklin was born right here in Buffalo? In fact, at an early age, she started out her dynamic singing career, first appearing with her powerful voice in front of the Greater Friendship Baptist Church on Clinton Street in Buffalo that was once led by her father. Franklin's mother, Barbara, died back in 1952, and she's buried at Forest Lawn.
Hey, Buffalo Connection is amazing, and actually, I didn't really realize it. I knew she was born here. I didn't know that she actually spent time here, sang here, and had a lot of Buffalo ties here.
Anthony Casuccio is president of the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame. He noted Franklin is an 18-time Grammy winner. She has sold more than 75 million records across the world.
But, you know, we're lucky. We have people who are on our board who understand the history of Buffalo and knew her presence and what she did in Buffalo and brought that to the attention of the committee.
Franklin issued a message saying she is honored to be an inductee, noting Buffalo is one of her favorite stops. She will receive the President's Award at the awards ceremony planned for October 6th. Greg Hennessy is chairing the gala.
Do you expect her to come for the actual event?
We are hopeful, but we understand that one of her children is going to come at least for her. So she's got a couple of shows around the time of the gala. So we're hoping, but nothing's confirmed at this point.
Of music talent makes up all 12 inductees for this year's Music Hall of Fame. That includes country artist Joni Marshall. She's the wife of the late Ramblin' Lou Shriver. Marshall was his musical partner for more than 50 years, and she continues carrying out the family's musical legacy.
Well, I'm very excited, and I know he would be very proud because what we're doing, we're keeping the band going, we're keeping the tours going, the radio station, that's what he would want us to do. And I know he's watching, and I'm very thrilled. I've been playing the guitar since I was 6 years old. And in fact, my dad was a good picker. And he had a guitar, and my mother said, "The guitar is too big for you." So we went to the music store in Buffalo, down to Edwin's Music. We came home with a bigger guitar.
Marshall tells WBFO News they remain a favorite at the Erie County Fair. August 11th will be their 52nd year to appear. From jazz to doo-wop, blues, bluegrass, rock, and ties to Rick James, this year's class is being touted as an incredible lineup of inductees.
These musicians who've made such, you know, strides and represent the Buffalo, New York, you know, musical scenes.
Well, and as we say, it's all about the music. So that's kind of our tagline.
The moment I wake up.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.